Morning, dear students. All right, as we have seen in the last lesson, that sociology is one of the four social sciences, and we try to set some real-life examples to bring that idea closer to our daily life. But that's not enough to understand what sociology really is. To explain sociology, it can be done by describing it as the study of society and the human behavior within social context. You can explain that sociology examines how societies are organized, how they function, and how they change over time. Here is a simple explanation you could use. Sociology is a magnifying glass that helps us understand the world around us. It is the study of society, which means it's all about looking at how people interact with each other, how societies are structured, and why things are the way they are. Sociologists ask questions like, how do families work? How do people join groups? And what causes social changes? By studying sociology, we learn about the patterns and dynamics that shapes our lives and the world we live in, by also providing examples or real-life scenarios to help illustrate sociological concepts and make the subject more reliable. Encouraging discussion and critical thinking about social issues can also deepen our understanding of sociology.
Let's delve into sociology in detail with real-life examples to illustrate its concepts. As we all know that sociology is the scientific study of society, social behavior, and social interactions, it examines how individuals are shaped by their social environment as well as how they contribute to the structure and dynamic of society. Let's have a closer look into real-life illustrations to explain sociology. First, we have the family structure, which is divided into a nuclear family, extended family, and single-parent family. The nuclear family is a family unit consisting of two parents, usually a mother and father, and their children. It's often considered the traditional family structure in many Western societies. In contrast, an extended family includes not only parents and children, but also other relatives like grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. This type of family structure is more common in many non-Western cultures. When it comes to single-parent family, it is a family structure where we find only one parent, either mother or father, raising the children. Single-parent families can result from divorce, death, or other circumstances. Social stratifications is another real-life illustration that is divided into social class, social mobility, and inequality. Sociologists often use social class to categorize people into different groups based on their socioeconomic status. This includes factors like income, wealth, education, and occupation. Common social class categories include upper class, middle class, and lower class. Social mobility refers to the ability of individuals or groups to move up or down the social ladder over time. It can be upward, moving to a higher social class, or downward, moving to a lower social class. In another hand, social inequality refers to the unequal distribution of resources, opportunities, and privileges within society. It can manifest in various forms, including income inequality, educational inequality, and healthcare inequality. Let's talk about the group dynamics. The group dynamics is divided also into three parts. There are conformity, leadership, and groupthink. Conformity occurs when individuals adjust their behavior or attitudes to match those of the majority within a group. This can be influenced by factors like social norms, peer pressure, and the desire for acceptance. Leadership involves the ability of an individual to influence and guide others within a group or organizations. Different leadership styles, such as authoritarian, democratic, and laissez-faire, can impact group dynamics in various ways. Groupthink is a phenomenon where group members prioritize harmony over critical thinking and independent decision making. It can lead to flawed decision making and the lack of consideration for alternative viewpoints.
Gender roles that are divided into gender stereotypes and gender discrimination. Gender stereotypes are oversimplified beliefs about the characteristics, roles, and behaviors associated with men and women. They can perpetuate rigid expectations and norms about gender roles in society. Then we have gender discrimination, which involves treating individuals differently based on their gender, often resulting in unequal opportunities, rights, and treatment. It can occur in various contexts, including in employment, education, and healthcare. After that, there is culture norms, which is divided into cultural norms and cultural practices. Cultural norms are shared expectations and rules that guide behavior within a society or group. They can include norms related to communication, etiquette, dress, and the social interactions. Then, the cultural practices refer to the customs, traditions, rituals, and ceremonies observed within culture or community. They play a significant role in shaping social identity and cohesion. And the third one is cultural values that are beliefs, principles, and ideals that are considered important and desirable within a society. They influence attitude, priorities, and decision-making among individuals and groups. To conclude, we have social change that is divided into social movements, technological advances, and globalization. Social movements are organized collective efforts to bring about social, political, or cultural change. They can advocate for various causes, such as civil rights, environmental justice, or gender equality. Technological advances, on the other hand, such as the internet, social media, and automation, can catalyze social change by altering how people communicate, work, and interact with each other. The last one is globalization, which refers to the increasing interconnectedness and independence of societies and economies around the world. It can lead to cultural change, economic integration, and social transformation on a global scale. These factors are interconnected and shape the way individuals and societies function and evolve over time. By understanding these concepts, you can gain insight to complexities of social life and the dynamics of human behavior within various social contexts.
Let's talk about the history of sociology and how this idea occurred to the first sociologists. The field of sociology emerged in the 19th century as a response to the profound social, economic, and political changes brought by the Industrial Revolution and urbanization. The roots of sociology can be traced back to several key thinkers and historical developments. Enlightenment thinkers. The Enlightenment period in Europe from the 17th to 18th century laid the groundwork for sociological thought by emphasizing reason, scientific inquiry, and the importance of a human agency. Thinkers like John Locke, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and Adam Smith explored questions about human nature, society, and governance that would later influence sociological thinking. Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution, which began in the late 18th century, transformed societies from agrarian and rural to industrial and urban. This period of rapid industrialization, urbanization, and social change raised questions about the impacts of capitalism, urban poverty, and social dislocation on individuals and communities. Auguste Comte, often regarded as the founder of sociology, Auguste Comte, 1798 to 1815, 1957, introduced the term sociology to describe the scientific study of society, Kant emphasized the importance of applying scientific methods to study social phenomena and proposed a positive approach to sociology, which sought to uncover universal laws governing social behavior.
Emily Durkheim, building on Kant's work, Emily Durkheim, 1858 to 1917, further developed sociology as a strict academic discipline. Durkheim focused on the study of social facts such as norms, values, and institutions, and emphasized the role of social integration and solidarity in maintaining social order. His groundbreaking study on suicide demonstrated how social factors influence individual behavior. After that, we have Karl Marx from 1818 to 1883, offered a critical analysis of capitalist society, highlighting the role of class struggle and economic forces in shaping social relations. Inequalities. His work laid to foundation of conflict theories, which emphasizes the role of power, inequality, and social conflicts in driving social change. The last one is Max Weber. From 1864 to 1920, contributed to sociology by exploring the complex interplay of economic, political, and cultural factors in shaping social life. He introduced concepts such as understanding and ideal types to analyze social action and institutions. Weber's work laid the groundwork for the study of bureaucracy, rationalization, and the sociology of religion. These early sociologists and intellectual developments paved the way for the emergence of sociology as a distinct academic discipline. Over time, sociology expanded to encompass diverse theoretical perspectives, methodological approaches, and areas of study, including social inequality, race and ethnicity, gender, globalization, and environmental sociology. Thank you everyone for listening, and I hope you stay tuned and see you next time.